Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm Tyrese Maxey, and you're listening to the 76ers Insiders Podcast.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network, presented by Stern & Cohen Law.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts. Suffering an injury at work can cause physical pain, but also great uncertainty about your rights. You need to retain a workers' compensation law firm that is a winner like our Sixers. A firm that gets some of the best settlements, but is also willing to go toe-to-toe with the insurance company. No settling on the cheap. This is Philly. We have grit and fight in us. Call the workers' compensation law firm of Stern & Cohen, or visit their site sterncohenlaw.com. The consultation is free. Stern and Cohen are the official partners of the 76ers. They'll go ring the insurance company's bell. Welcome back into Sixers in 60. Matt Murphy and Nick Stauskas set to be joined by Sixers team reporter and our Sixers in 60 and 76ers insiders co-host Lauren Rosen in just a moment. Thanks to Matt Mynarik for producing tonight. Before we get to Lauren from Brooklyn, ahead of Sixers and Nets for a fifth place currently, Sixers team back to 10 games over 500. They've got the Nets, they've got Memphis at home, the New Orleans Pelicans at home, and then an interesting two-game set at Madison Square Garden Sunday and Tuesday to play the fourth place New York Knicks. Again, that could change by the end of March 5th here on this Sixers game day. But before we get to Lauren to talk about what the latest from Nick Nurse is surrounding Tyrese Maxey and the team, plus some Tobias Harris talk off 31 and 28 point games, we want to air some of an exclusive preview here from the 76ers Insiders podcast with the coach, Nick Nurse. We just had a chance to catch up with him and have some different types of questions really away from the court. So we're going to get to some of that, and then there's more on the 76ers Insiders podcast soon. So make sure you're subscribing if you're not already subscribing to that. But here is Lauren Rosen sitting down with Coach Nurse.
Coach Nurse, welcome into our podcast setup.
Amazing.
Let's start here. Coach, what's the best part of your job?
Best part?
Best part of your job.
Love the competition. I think going out there every night to compete, to try to win is what we live for, get up for, and that's why we do it.
What's your best memory or your fondest memory with the Sixers thus far?
Fondest memory with the Sixers so far.
You can do something recent. We can go back to Fort Collins.
I'm trying to think. There seems to be a post-game ball-giving thing that was really funny that had to do with... We only had one ball.
Something like that, or Tyrese's was really...
I don't know. A lot of those were pretty fun. Tyrese's first 50 was pretty cool. They had another 50. We didn't have to give him a ball for that one. Joel had the 70. That was pretty cool.
You hit a memory for me. I believe we were in Orlando. I believe Ricky and Turk both played for the first time. Uh-huh. Joel was to give a game ball to both of them, but perhaps only had one ball. Does that ring a bell?
That's right. That was okay. That's exactly what happened. I think we had two guys to score their first NBA points. Yep. So,
Big time. Those are cool moments, the game ball moments.
Pretty cool. There's got to be some cooler stuff than that, though, to be honest with you. I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, like I, you know, I grew up with like Dr. J on my wall and stuff, and just like sometimes thinking, man, coaching the Sixers, like, you know, the first couple games and you're going into the arena and you're like, this is pretty cool, man.
It's really happening.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah.
You're hosting a hypothetical dinner tomorrow night.
Okay.
You can invite four guests.
Okay.
Dead or alive, people you've met, people you haven't met. Who's sitting at the table with you?
Four people?
Four people.
Dead or alive? Oh, man. These are always such trick questions. Let's see here. Well, you know I love Prince, and I never met him, so I'd invite Prince. He's obviously not with us. You know who else I've never met who had a huge impact on my life was Michael Jordan.
Cool.
Obviously, I grew up in that era. I was studying the Bulls as a young coach. I've never met him, so there's two I could think of. How about another really cool basketball person, but not in basketball? How about Jack Nicholson?
Okay. Love.
Right? That's a pretty good crew so far, those three.
I only get one more seat.
How about somebody really famous and powerful? How about Michelle Obama?
Love. You needed a woman at the table?
Perfect, right?
I love that.
It's like awesome. I'm excited
about
that.
It's a great one to choose.
I'm excited about that dinner tomorrow.
So, follow-up question. What are you guys eating?
Well, I love pizza more than anything. I don't know if I could convince all of them to be.
That sounds like a heck of a pizza party.
Yeah.
I'm with it. Yeah. What's the best gift you've ever gotten someone?
I'm trying to think. Well, here's one pretty good one, I think. I had this had this in my possession. I owned it. Fender cherry wood red white guitar, Muddy Waters.
Cool.
And I gave it to my 19-20-year-old son now.
Wow.
For a housewarming gift, moving into his dorm, his first college dorm.
Awesome. What's
I chased that up with an amp this Christmas, a really cool amp from anyway.
So I'm sure everybody else in the dorm is thrilled.
That's pretty good.
It's thrilled.
Yeah, he's good. He can play.
Awesome.
Thanks to Lauren Rosen with Coach Nick Nurse. The full conversation at the 76ers Insiders podcast soon. So check back there. We will hear from Lauren and do our road check-in from Brooklyn ahead of Sixers Nets and talk about Tobias Harris as well, along with Nick Stauskas. But before we do that on Sixers in 60, let's have a listen to some of my rapid-fire questions with none other than B-Ball Paul. A rapid-fire round on 76ers Insiders, the 76ers Insiders podcast with B-Ball Paul. Paul Reed, your favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
If you didn't play basketball, I already know the answer to this. What sport would you play?
Football, for sure.
This is one you haven't been asked by us. What would your name be if you were a DJ? What would your DJ name be?
DJ Reezy.
Who is the vet who made the biggest impact on you as a young player?
I'm going to go with PJ Tucker.
What is your favorite place in the world to visit?
Right now, it's between Jamaica and Miami.
Where is somewhere that you haven't been that you would like to visit?
Hawaii.
What actor would play you in a movie?
Denzel Washington.
This needs to be a specific time on the clock. What is your favorite time of the day?
Like 11 p.m.
Why?
About to go to sleep, you feel me? Around that time, you get to just chill in bed, watch a little show, just be chilling.
What is your favorite color Sixers uniform?
Red.
Which teammate would you bring with you to an important family dinner?
Important family dinner.
Trying to impress people.
I might bring Mad Max.
There you have it from DJ Reezy, a.k.a. Paul Reed, a.k.a. B-Ball Paul. Thanks to him for giving us some time. I'm Matt Murphy with Nick Stauskas, the NBA vet. And we go now to Lauren Rosen, the Sixers team reporter. And Lauren, the Dallas to Brooklyn road trip for the Philadelphia 76ers. Paul Reed and the Philadelphia 76ers and Coach Nurse, who we heard some of your sit down with as well. What is the latest from Coach Nurse?
Not Nick. The latest is the starting lineup. I'll run through it super quickly. Buddy Hield, Tobias Harris, Mo Bamba, Campaign, Kyle Lowry, as of just moments ago. Campaign was, of course, questionable up until this point, as was KJ Martin. Both will be available tonight. You asked about the trip as a whole, and obviously down Tyrese Maxey for the second half of the trip with that mild concussion, as was diagnosed today. A huge bummer for this squad, but of course, good to know that Tyrese is going to get the treatment that he needs and be ready and be back as soon as possible. Such a good win in Dallas. I know you guys had already touched on it, but an absolute thrill to watch that one for sure. So some good takeaways to come out of the trip as well.
Interesting, now that Payne is back in the lineup. So that will be the starting backcourt with Kyle Lowry. And we've got the Brooklyn echo, Lauren, a little bit. So as we get ready for game time, any other closing thoughts on Tobias Harris after the 28 points at Dallas?
Well, listen, and you can tell me if this sounds better or
it does.
Worse as I try to find a better spot to chat with you guys. But Tobias Harris has really been awesome over these last few games. And my biggest takeaway is the faith that his teammates have had in him. When I've asked questions about Tobias's great performance of late, nobody is surprised that he's been as strong as he's been, 31, 28, playing offensively, really sharp and quick. And then, of course, holding it down on the defensive end as well. None of his teammates are surprised. They say this is the Tobias that we know. Coach Nurse, prior to the game, you asked about coach's media availability. He said prior to the game that he never worries about Tobias Harris coming out of a slump. It's sort of external folks that worry a little bit more about how Tobias is going to rebound after a tough one. But he's been awesome these last couple of games. His teammates are fully behind him. They appreciate him as a leader. And it was cool to hear Tyrese Maxey, Kelly Oubre Jr., Buddy Hield, who's a new teammate of Tobias, to say, yeah, we're not surprised to see him play like that. We know what Tobias Harris can do.
Well, it's the front end of a back-to-back that sends the Sixers back home after this to play Memphis. Lauren, we know you are busy. Thanks for joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. We look forward to your coverage. Everyone should follow at Lauren M. Rosen. I'm sure they all are already. And thanks for your fun chat with Coach Nurse as well. I look forward to the full episode dropping soon.
Always. Appreciate you guys as well.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Matt Murphy and Nick Stauskas back with you on Sixers in 60, closing out the show here. And the Dallas game and Tobias Harris, both, I mean, one and the same essentially, because he followed up a 31-point performance against Charlotte at home with a 28-point performance against Dallas. What did you think about the win in Dallas and about Harris's play over the last two?
Well, I think, you know, he had been struggling. Tobias had been struggling a little bit over the previous couple of games. And, you know, you rewind to that Hornets game, and he had 13 points in that first quarter, got three threes to drop. And for any player, whenever you're going through a slump, that's all you need. Sometimes you just need one quarter to see the ball go through the basket and regain that confidence a little bit. And what I like from him is he didn't do anything outside of the offense. He found a way to get easy buckets by back cutting, you know, moving without the ball, coming off down screens, coming off pin downs, and that's his game. And so now on a night like tonight, maybe with, you know, some guys out, maybe he has to be a little more aggressive in one-on-one situations. But the game against Dallas, what I really liked specifically was he had one play against Dante Exum in the second quarter.
What?
Where he
crossed him out of his shoes.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that. So, you know, a lot of people won't remember this play, but he was at the kind of free throw line area posting up, and he was going off the dribble, and Exum cut him off, and he got rid of the ball, passed it to Kyle Lowry at the top of key. And as soon as he got rid of it, he like backed up a little bit, regained his position, and then demanded to get the ball back. And then as soon as he caught it, went right back at Exum, like I think went to his left hand for a little like 10-foot pull up and hit it. And I'm like, you could just tell he knew the spot that he was going to go to, and he just had that confidence. Like, look, this is a no-brainer. I know how to get to my spot. I know I'm going to raise up and shoot it. And when you're playing with that kind of confidence and you assert yourself in that way, your teammates will follow. And I think that's why, you know, going off of what Lauren said, they're not surprised when they see him do something like that, because he's asserting himself and he's confident with it. So, you know, hopefully he continues that here tonight. I know the Sixers are going to need that.
I, of course, was thinking of the Tyrese Maxey on Dante Exum step back three. But both of them helped lead the Sixers over the Mavericks for a 120-116 win on a Sunday afternoon, most recently, as we speak right now. But the reason where we were speaking to Lauren and Cam Payne is starting in the backcourt with Kyle Lowry is because of a mild concussion for Tyrese Maxey, which was ultimately sustained in that play with Derrick Jones Jr. against the Mavericks. So even more of a scoring need for Tobias Harris as the Sixers enter the Brooklyn game, and then they have a back-to-back against the Memphis Grizzlies as well. But Nick, we spoke earlier about Jeff Doughton Jr., who's in the mix. It's good that Campaign is back available, who missed the last game in the Sixers backcourt rotation due to an illness. But Jeff Doughton Jr. is the newest Sixers signee. He was playing with the Bluecoats, the Sixers G League affiliate. We've been calling a lot of his games. He missed most of the Showcase Cup season with a foot and ankle midfoot injury, but he came back for the regular season. He's been playing good ball, and he earned a two-way contract with the 76ers. So we've already said we like his game. Why?
Well, you know, he's really taken advantage of those opportunities in the G League, you know, with the Bluecoats. And every time I've watched him play, it's his poise out there. I think great combo guard. He can go in and get buckets when you need him to, but he can also be the guy distributing, you know, playing the pick and roll, finding the roller, making the right reads. But he's deceptive with it. I think a lot of times I look at him, oh, he can't really, you know, can't really elevate, but yet he's getting his jump shot off whenever he wants. He's not the fastest, but he's getting to the rim at will, and, you know, finishing with both hands through contact. So there's been a lot of impressive things. And obviously when you get to that next level, it's not like the Sixers are going to look for him to score 30 in the game, but it's the ability. The ability is there, and the confidence is there as well. So for him, he just needs to carry over that same mentality, same confidence when he gets these opportunities. And again, this is the beauty of two-way contracts in the NBA.
He has most of his NBA playing experience was for Nick Nurse last season in Toronto. Good in the mid-range. He's been a good three-point shooter, above 40% in his three-plus seasons in the G League. 18.6 assists, 4.3 assist to turnover ratio, leading the G League for the 16-8 Bluecoats. This season, Terquavion Smith is also with the Sixers for some depth as well ahead of this Nets game. But on the way out the door, Nick, some trivia for you, courtesy of Basketball Reference. Last time we did this, you went 3 for 3. Who has the most seasons with 200 plus blocks? A, Dikembe Mutombo. B, Mark Eaton. C, Hakeem Olajuwon. D, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I'm going to go with Dikembe Mutombo.
Hakeem, 12 seasons with 200 blocks. Who had the most assists in their first 5 seasons? Oscar Robertson, Isaiah Thomas, Magic Johnson, or John Stockton?
John Stockton?
Oh, no, Oscar Robertson, 4,076 through his first 5 seasons. Oh, I think that's all we have time for today. We'll have to do the third one on our own time.
That was an underwhelming performance.
You'll bounce back like you did the last time. Nick Stauskas, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Matt.
Thanks to our producer, Matt Minarek. For Lauren Rosen and Nick Stauskas, I'm Matt Murphy. This has been Sixers in 60, which is Tuesday nights at 6, live on 97.5 The Fanatic. If you've missed any player or coach interviews this season, subscribe to the 76ers Insiders podcast. Thanks for listening.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.